One senior member of Australia's legal profession calls it a victory for common sense. Others fear it will seriously curtail the powers of Australia's most effective corruption-fighting body. The High Court has shut down an investigation by the New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption into the State Deputy Prosecutor, Margaret Kaneen. As a result, the Commission has no power to investigate claims that she tried to pervert the course of justice in advice she's alleged to have given to her son's girlfriend after a car crash. But it's not merely an individual victory for Ms. Kaneen. It's likely to have a knock-on effect on cases, past, present and future. David Taylor reports.
The New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption has a fearsome reputation for taking on everyone from politicians to business figures. But today's High Court decision could put the brakes on ICAC investigations. Five judges have been examining just what constitutes corrupt conduct, and the court found the allegations against Margaret Kaneen did not meet the test as defined under the New South Wales ICAC Act. WA Silk Tom Percy is the president of the Australian Lawyers Alliance.
Look, I thought it was a victory for common sense.
Dr. Gabrielle Appleby is an associate professor at the University of New South Wales. She said Margaret Kaneen's alleged actions didn't fall under the definition of corrupt conduct because she was acting in a private capacity at the time of the alleged offence.
Whilst when she's engaging in her function as a public prosecutor, she would certainly be a public official under the ICAC Act.
But she wasn't engaged in that role during this process.
No, that's right. It was part of her private capacity. She was going to the scene of a car accident that involved the girlfriend of her son, and it was very much in her private capacity.
The ICAC had been trying to investigate Ms. Kaneen over claims she advised her son's girlfriend to pretend to have chest pains to avoid a breath test after an accident. Ms. Kaneen denies the claim and at the same time took action to block the Commission's inquiry by successfully appealing to the courts. The ICAC then took the initial decision all the way to the High Court, arguing the earlier judgment had taken too narrow a view of the term corrupt conduct. Professor Gabrielle Appleby says there were no allegations that she attempted to bribe the police officer at the scene of the crash.
Whilst Ms. Kaneen's alleged misconduct might have affected his ability to conduct the investigation effectively, it didn't involve any impropriety on the part of the police officer.
Today's decision also raises questions about other cases the ICAC is already investigating.
Well, I think it's the most momentous decision. It's extraordinary in its reach.
Former ICAC Commissioner and retired Supreme Court Judge Anthony Whealy.
There are many ICAC reports presently that deal with attempts by a corrupt individual to act fraudulently towards a government employee or even a parliamentarian for that matter, where there's no suggestion of any corrupt conduct on the part of the employee or the minister. And now, arguably, that type of investigation by ICAC would be out the window.
But he says he doesn't see why the ability to investigate serious corruption allegations of public officials, even when there's no wrongdoing on the part of the official, should be curtailed.
In fact, it's a very common form of corruption. You know, to take one more example, individuals who corruptly or fraudulently make applications to governments for licences to explore minerals and fishing rights and so on. Why isn't that corrupt conduct? I would think the community would say, well, obviously it's corrupt conduct if it occurred and we want it stamped out. Now ICAC will not be able to do that.
The ICAC wasn't available for comment today, but in a statement, the Commission said,
"The New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption is currently considering the decision of the High Court of Australia in this matter and will be making a public statement in due course. The Commission will be making no further comment at this stage."
Gabrielle Appleby again.
I think that the ICAC should be investigating more serious and more systemic conduct than that was alleged against Ms. Kaneen, and that the legislation actually requires them to only consider more serious and systemic conduct, and that it would be timely for a review to be undertaken about whether ICAC is indeed complying with those requirements.
The New South Wales state government has been an enthusiastic supporter of the crime watchdog. But today, the acting Premier, Troy Grant, was not doing interviews. Instead, he issued a statement saying,
"The government will review the High Court's decision and take all appropriate advice on any action required."
Anthony Whealy again.
The activities of ICAC, of course, do reach into Parliament House, and maybe that makes ICAC less than popular. But on the other hand, politicians are always talking about stamping out corruption, and if they're serious about it, then I think a swift amendment is really called for here.
Former ICAC Commissioner Anthony Whealy, ending David Taylor's report.